Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Seeking the Kingdom. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Well, they came to Jesus and they said, Master, which one of us is going to be the biggest in the kingdom? The greatest. Why would they ask such a question? They've heard so much about the kingdom until it's important to them. And they've talked among themselves about it and they can't get it settled among themselves. So they want Jesus to settle it for them. I said, well, I'm going to have a bigger place than you. That's just for sure. I said, no, you're not. Well, let's go ask Jesus. What do they want to know? Who's got the greatest place? What does it mean, greatest place? Well, who's over more? We're going to reign with him. Who's going to be over more? And verse 2. Jesus called a little child. Little means little bitty guy. And set him in the midst of them. So they're all looking at this little bitty child. Verse 3, he said, verily I say to you, except you be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Now what does that mean? How are we to understand that? What does it mean, converted? Converted means to be changed and turned. Why would we need to be converted? Did you know once upon a time you were a little child? And you thought differently and talked differently and acted differently. And a lot of the stuff that you learned growing up was not an improvement. We should have retained some of the ways God gave us to start with. People have lost them in their attempt to grow up and be tough in this cruel, mean world and not be somebody's doormat and be a self-made man or woman and have some pride. That's another message. What is it about little children that is the way you need to be to enter into and have place and even have great place in the kingdom? Verse 4 tells us. He goes, whosoever therefore shall what? Humble himself as this little child. The same is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. In the world, it's the proud. It's the arrogant. It's the one that has the most money. The one that has the greatest, strongest military. Push in, conquer, take over, force. But in the kingdom of God, it's not that way. I said in the kingdom of God, it's not that way. It's whoever will humble themselves. Somebody say, humble yourself.
Humble yourself.
Would you like to have a great place in the kingdom? You should. What's the way to it? Humility. Humility is a much misunderstood subject. The devil has worked hard to convolute it. You know, there's a lot of folks actually proud of how humble they are. Think about that. Which means they ain't. One of the biggest characteristics of true humility is honesty. Honesty. You'll see that with little kids before they've learned how to be deceptive or anything. If they're happy, they show it. If they're uncomfortable, they show it. Right? Whatever. They just there's no guile. There's no shading. And they don't have a problem, if they hadn't been taught wrongly, showing affection or saying things or showing excitement or... That's some of the stuff that most people lost growing up that they shouldn't have lost. I said they shouldn't have lost. And we need to be converted and get it back. Because that hard shell exterior is ungodly. And that be tough and push your way through, being pushy and being demanding and being manipulating, that's got nothing to do with God. That's devilish. He said, let's read the rest of it. He said, whoever will humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoso shall receive one such little child in my name receives me. More than one occasion, you know, the little children would come to him a time or two. They tried to tell him, no, stay away. He said, no, 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 no. Of such is the kingdom of God. Didn't he say that? And that doesn't just mean there are little kids in heaven. It means the one that's grown ups are like that too. And we don't have to wait till we get there. You want to practice?
Yes.
I don't think you're ready to practice. Little children do a lot of laughing, don't they? I mean, they do a lot of laughing. So should we. I said, so should we. Little children express their glee and excitement. And it doesn't have to be $1 million. It can be a great popsicle. They're like, whee! Great popsicle! Great popsicle! Huh? How many think we ought to be that way about everything the Lord does for us? Everything!
Yes.
This haughty, stuffy, well, yeah, that's all right. That's interesting, isn't it? That's no good. We need to get converted.
Yes.
Converted. Become like little children. Here's something you ought to practice too. Say this out loud. I never saw that.
I never saw that.
That's amazing.
That's amazing.
When's the last time you said that? See, people try to act so smarty around each other. Somebody says something that's new revelation in light, and it is changing your world. And people will stand there and go, right. You know, I've thought about those things. Lying, lying. You see, it's time to go, wow, that's amazing. I never saw that before. I never heard that before. We could go on. But the one that will be the greatest is the one that is the humblest. And also the one that gets the most grace down here in this life, isn't it? Go with me over to Luke, please. The 9th chapter, I believe it is. Luke chapter 9 and about verse 54, I think. Luke 9, actually it begins about verse 51 when Jesus set his face to go to Jerusalem. In verse 52, he sent messengers before him, and they went to the village of the Samaritans to make ready for him. So they're letting the people know that he's coming. And today we'd probably say, we're going to have services here, such and such time. They'd probably say, Prophet Jesus is coming. They didn't see him as, most people didn't see him at all as the Son of God. But the Bible said in verse 53, they what?
They did not receive him
because his face was as though he would go to Jerusalem. Now, if you read John's account, you remember the woman at the well of Samaria? And what Jesus encountered, he encountered serious prejudice with them. And she reminded him that the Jews wouldn't even eat or drink out of the same dishes that Samaritans used. They got serious issues between each other. And when they saw that Jesus was going to Jerusalem, the minister to the Jews, they said, no. No. This is a Jew-free zone here. No Jews. It was racist. It was prejudice. Verse 54. You know, somebody treats you less because of your color or your gender. How does that go over with you? It didn't go over good with them either. James and John's, their nickname was Boanerges, the sons of thunder. You mess with them and kapow! You'd feel the lightning and the thunder. And they said, Lord, they came back. It made them mad. And I guess on the way back, they're talking about it. Can you believe them? Talk about the master that way? Snub him that way? So they decided what needs to happen. Teach these folks a lesson. And they're pretty sure Jesus is going to go along with it. And they said, Lord, you want us to command fire? Come down from heaven and consume them. You know, just like Elijah did. They got scripture for it. And we don't need to laugh too hard. Because we've had ideas that were just that far off base. And we had scripture for them too. And they said, Lord, let's teach them a lesson. We'll do it. We're ready. Let's say the word. Verse 55. Jesus turned and did what? He rebuked them. This is strong. Strong word. We have reason to believe Jesus raised his voice some. Spoke real straight to them. What did he say? You don't know what kind of spirit you're of. You see, we're talking about the same thing here, aren't we? What are they wanting to do? They're wanting to show them something. They're wanting to force compliance. You ever wanted to force compliance? You don't have to raise a hand. I know you have. And so some people have taught this that, you know, man, if we had enough faith down here right now, we'll just use our authority in Christ and we'll make everybody come in line and we'll straighten this place up. No, you won't. No, you won't. It's going to take Jesus coming back to do that. He won't, and you can't. Won't and can't what? He won't make people do what they should do. He won't make people receive what they should receive. He won't. And if he won't, you and I need to acknowledge that we can't and quit trying. Amen. I said quit trying. Now, I don't have to ask. You've crossed the line before. And so have I. In what? Trying to make people do things. Trying to make people see things. Trying to make people receive it. Even if it was for their own good. But let me remind you that Jesus is not the good cowboy. Why would I say that? The cowboy drives the herd.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Seeking the Kingdom, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.